Inflation is out of control. Gas hit $7 a gallon in certain states. A 10-year-old Honda Civic is going to set you back around 15 to 20 grand. And rent is averaging $2,000 a month. Welcome to 8.6% inflation. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. So what can you do? You can try trading stocks or buying mutual funds, but returns are sinking quickly. You might have heard about gold IRAs, but you don't know much about them. That's why Noble Gold has a team of experts at the other end of the phone. They'll set you straight on what you can and can't do to get yourself to financial safety again. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com.
A lot of these reporters, a lot of these on-air news people are cowards. It's a cowardly business at this point because they catch wind of, you know, something might be off. That's when they're supposed to go investigate, ask questions. But these anchors who get the most airtime actually do zero research. Their job is only to read a script.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. That was Ivory Hecker, and she quit her job live on air at a Fox affiliate in Houston because they wouldn't let her report real news. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting that Bitcoin will go down to $10,000, but Bitcoin generally seems to do the opposite of what people predict it will do. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the crypto market, and the fact is that every dip is an opportunity. When Bitcoin dipped to $17,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that bought, and that's why they're billionaires. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to own a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call, and they're ready to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains, and mydigitalmoney.com will be there for you. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's fantastic to have you back. It's Sean from SGT Report here, and I'm very excited to have this new guest on the line. It's Ivory Hecker. Well, she's a real journalist, and we'll get to that in just one second. Ivory, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. Guys, let me just set the stage here. If you don't know, and I'm sure most of you do, Ivory worked for Fox 26 in Houston, and on June 14th of 2021, well, she did this on air.
We're also talking about air conditioning outages across the region. Fox 26 reporter Ivory Hecker is live in Montgomery County to take a look at that aspect.
Thanks, guys. That's right. Before we get to that story, I want to let you, the viewers, know that Fox Corp has been muzzling me to keep certain information from you, the viewers. And from what I'm gathering, I am not the only reporter being subjected to this. I am going to be releasing some recordings about what goes on behind the scenes at Fox because it applies to you, the viewers. I found a nonprofit journalism group called Project Veritas. It's going to help put that out tomorrow, so tune into them. But as for this heat wave across...
I love it. She drops a bomb on air and segues nicely into the air conditioning heat wave story. Ivory, let's talk about what you were being muzzled about specifically. What topics did they not want you to report about? And isn't it ironic that you had to quit the news in order to report real news?
It was so ironic. And it's funny, some of my friends outside of TV, when I did that, they said, I'm not even surprised because you seemed too real for the news, which was such a crazy thing to hear because the news is supposed to be about reality, but I was too real for the news. They could tell off screen. So it's crazy. But the big things that they were muzzling me on were pandemic related. And then a lot of election related things that they didn't want covered. Things got weird in regards to politics and Black Lives Matter as well. Officer involved shootings for sure. They had a specific narrative on race, but it really hit me glaring in the face in regards to the pandemic because I had been in the corporate news for 9 years, and I really believed, I understood that there were there was an issue with slant in the news, but I felt that if, you know, I could be one small change maker who just, you know, covered things as they are, tried to cover all sides, as long as, you know, if I was assigned to that story, that I could bring some truth and reality to the topic. But in 2020, that really changed when they said, no, you don't, you're going to be fired if you report this facet of reality, which was the way that doctors were treating COVID patients. I was stunned.
Yeah, the plandemic narrative was such evil that it astounds me. Later on, I want to play a clip from my local news. I recorded this just a week or two ago, where the local news anchors continue to peddle the vaccine, this time pushing it on kids, basically calling it safe, effective, nutritious, and delicious. But what I want to show you right now is some actual real news that the folks at Fox News, at least locally, won't report about. Maybe Tucker Carlson will cover it. That's about it. The World Economic Forum, and by the way, the United Nations, is now calling for an end to private car ownership. Now, that won't surprise my listeners or yours, Ivory, because my listeners and yours probably know what United Nations Agenda 2030 is. But that's off limits at Fox 26 in Houston, I would imagine.
Yeah, it is. And sadly, it's a Fox Corp wide issue. You know, people don't realize, you know, Fox Corp owns and controls not only Fox News, but all of the major Fox affiliates across the nation. And we've been seeing people at these Fox stations walk away. And, you know, I like to talk about Fox because that's the company I was a part of, but I know that it is a corporate news problem across the board. But, you know, Carrie Lake was from the same Fox company that I was. Carrie Lake loves to call out the fake news. She doesn't name Fox Corp by name. She's not allowed to. She's not allowed to talk about Fox Phoenix because she signed something. I made sure not to sign something. I didn't sign anything. I didn't take any money in parting ways with Fox because I wanted to be really clear about the problem of the fake news. And then we saw Brandi Cruz in Seattle. Fox Seattle is also owned by Fox Corp. It's the Murdoch family. I think the issue is now that Rupert Murdoch is aging as much as he has, and with the ousting of Roger Ailes, the issue is that, you know, they had cultivated this culture that really developed a cult audience. Now that's all changing as Rupert Murdoch's son is taking over. Lachlan Murdoch was my big boss at Fox Corp. And so Lachlan Murdoch started to control the narrative in regards to the pandemic. Fox has come under fire a lot, and it appears that the kids of Rupert Murdoch are just tired of the lawsuits and the targeting, because Fox was the one major outlet that was a little different. So they've been trying to get out from being under fire so much. And so they are controlling the narrative and say, no, let's go more with the mainstream narrative. So Brandi Cruz in Seattle, another Fox Corp colleague, she had a weekend morning show that was the only show in Seattle that actually covered left-wing and right-wing politics, actually gave, you know, the right a voice. You could actually hear sound bites from a right-wing person, and Fox canceled her show. So it was back to extreme leftist news in Seattle. And I was like, that's just kind of strange. She was trying to add some balance. Let's hear from both sides. Fox cancels it so that people in the Seattle area can only hear extreme leftist narratives.
That's right.
What's going on? Same thing in Orlando, Fox 35 Orlando. I know a couple people there who've left just sickened by the fake news narrative. So it's a nationwide issue.
It sure is. And you used the right phrase earlier, the corporate news, you called it. And that's right, because it's not news at all. It is the corporate narrative that gets peddled every single day and, you know, pounded down the throats of most Americans. And many people are waking up. Now, I mentioned the World Economic Forum a second ago. And of course, the uber evil guy at the head of that thing is Klaus Schwab. He literally looks like a Bond villain out of central casting in Hollywood. And I think that the United Nations and the World Economic Forum, the people that belong to those organizations, are in an impenetrable bubble of hubris and evil. Like, how they can't recognize that the world is now pointing the finger at them saying, okay, wait, we're on to your evil diabolical plan and we're not going along with it. They don't recognize that and they continue to push. And now let me show you this. They get their minions to push as well. I posted this at my site, thephaser.com, today as we're having this conversation. Ivory, did you happen to see Nicole Kidman on one of these late night shows eating the bugs and promoting the eating of the bugs? Did you see that clip?
I heard about it, but I never actually saw it.
Oh, you've got to go watch it, and then you will understand how she is one of the most highly acclaimed actresses in the world. She's very good at eating bugs and making it look delicious. All right. But now here's another big Hollywood celebrity, this time a male, pushing the bugs on late night TV.
It's incredibly comfortable. Now, what is this? This looks like I could make cocoa with this. What is?
Right.
What is that?
Well, that's an insect-based premium protein. It's made from Molitor, which is mealworm larvae. The company is called Insect. This is in France. This is for fertilizer. Mm-hmm. And as you have there, this is a powder derived from the mealworm, and it's a insect protein just been approved by the EU for human consumption.
You're not just getting me to eat dirt, are you?
No, man. I wouldn't play you, bro. We're like one entity now.
If this is protein, it's essentially tasteless. It's just a protein supplement.
Exactly.
I could put this in a smoothie or something.
I'm telling you, yep. And they'll be making all kinds of stuff out of it. And by the way, it is the making of it is severely reducing the amount of emissions it takes. It is a innovation, Justin. We're doing something incorrectly if we make this switch. It's a huge intervention.
Yeah, I bet they're going to be making the switch. Yeah, Robert Downey Jr., he goes home and when the cameras are off, he just eats bugs.
Okay, so the narrative there from Mr. Downey Jr. is that we've been doing something wrong, Ivory. We've been eating real food. And if we just make the switch to bugs, then maybe climate change goes away. I mean, this is all... Who gives these people their talking points? Who gives these people their marching orders? Don't you wonder?
He's an actor. So he's getting paid to act out this scene where bugs are a wonderful new idea. It's crazy. And then you have, you know, whoever's hosting and interviewing these people about this, they all just act like, oh, that's just a wonderful idea. You know, Klaus Schwab's best buddy, Yuval Noah Harari, was recently interviewed by a reporter about how free will is not such a good idea. And a brilliant idea is to, you know, explore removing each individual's free will. And the journalist just sits there and nods like, that is so intriguing. And it's just like, what has gotten through to these, you know, how have these people been so brainwashed? But, you know, honestly, I was a part of that corporate news and those nodding journalists, and it's fear that controls them. Journalists are supposed to be curious and ask hard questions, specifically the people's questions, because when the people are hearing that you should only, you know, only eat bugs and that you should have no more free will, the average person would be like, hold up right there. Stop. That's weird. Why are you saying that? But the journalists journalists originally, you know, they were supposed to be there to ask the people's questions for all the people who can't be there in person to ask this guy the question. But journalists don't do that anymore because they live in fear of their corporate bosses who will get them in trouble or fire them for asking the people's questions. As I learned, I was an example of that. And my experience is exactly why everyone else stays in their little closet in corporate news.
Yeah, but you broke free, and I think it's paying dividends because not only are you saving your own soul, I mean, you haven't sold your soul to these people. I think you're flourishing, and that might surprise some of these people in these small markets that, by the way, don't make a lot of money. These local news reporters don't get They're not making the big box like Shepard Smith. I'll play a clip from him in a second, or Anderson Cooper at CNN, the $12 million a year man. So it might surprise some of these people, some of your colleagues, that they will find support from red-blooded Americans who hunger for the truth if they just start telling the truth and, you know, break the chains of the oligarchs that write their little small paychecks. All right, let me do another screen share. You're going to love this. This is Shepard Smith reporting the news. Do you remember when Project Veritas had a undercover video with a, I believe, a producer, executive producer type from CNN saying that the next big narrative will be climate change?
Yep.
This is, according to Shep, the news.
Shocking images on a day of heat horror in the Great Britain. I'm Shepard Smith. This is the news on CNBC. Fires rage around London. Homes and businesses reduced to ruins.
Yeah, I never thought in my wildest dream that it would happen to us.
Unprecedented heat kills hundreds. The UN's climate change warning to the world.
Collective action, a collective suicide.
Secret Service text messages.
All right, I'll pause it there. Okay, so fear. And then you look at the maps, they're all orange and red. It's all manipulation. The temperatures are not any higher this year than they were last year or the year before, globally speaking. But give up all your rights, give up all your access to energy, United Nations Agenda 2030, eat the bugs to save ourselves from climate change. As the UN guy just said, collective action or collective suicide. It's a fear narrative, all of it, Ivory.
It really is. You know, if you look at climate over the centuries and millennia, from what we've gathered, you know, there are warming and cooling patterns in nature. There was the medieval warming period. And was there big industry? Why did it warm then? Yet then it cooled back down. So the climate does these changes on its own. And apparently now the Democrats are coming up with another big spending bill where they're going to print a bunch of money to address climate change, which, by the way, printing extra money causes inflation. It's not Putin that causes inflation. It's printing extra money. So, you know, they are literally destroying our economy right now to address the climate. They're willing to send people into poverty. And when you get in extreme enough poverty, you die. And globally, poverty has been pretty bad since the pandemic. So they're willing to create human suffering like that in order to say that they're somehow fixing the carbon footprint. And so this propaganda right now is pretty just horrifying when you think about the human impact, how many people are struggling and suffering economically right now.
Yeah. And I don't know if you remember or saw back in the days, probably 20 years ago, Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth. I think in that little movie, that it was, of course, supported by mainstream movie theaters and the mainstream media, he predicted that I think by this date, Manhattan would be underwater if we didn't make changes then. So they've been peddling this narrative forever, you know, sea levels rising, you know, coastal cities being underwater because climate change. So pay carbon credits to bankers. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So what do you make of Shepard Smith? That guy is such a clown. He used to work at Fox News, I believe, and now he's peddling mainstream narratives. And that's all he peddles, by the way. He calls the big steal the big lie. He pushes the vaccines and says they're safe and nutritious and delicious and effective. Total clown. So what do you make of a person like that? I mean, to me, you kind of got to sell your soul to go there because he can't be that obtuse. He must know that he's peddling mostly lies.
Yeah, I literally don't watch him anymore. I used to watch him a little bit on Fox. And, you know, some of these people, literally, when you listen to one narrative only, you literally start to brainwash yourself. And I think certain people like him and definitely like Rachel Maddow, it's clear to me that Rachel Maddow believes in her heart of heart what she's saying. Actually, there's some people who come across pretty authentic, and she's one of them, which means that she has she's brainwashed herself that much by only looking at through one lens. And so, you know, that's the issue that we're running into, is that everyone kind of looks through, you know, their own lens, and it's best to just look at everything and to kind of think for yourself and think in the area of how is this skin going to keep people free and self-governing? Because, you know, I went to journalism school. I don't know if Shepard Smith did. I thought he did, but my journalism school taught that the primary purpose of journalism is to provide people with the information they need to be free and self-governing. And that is a direct quote from one of my textbooks. And so when you're informing the public, it's always from that perspective, but climate change has become such a religion that, you know, I think some people allow themselves to be indoctrinated enough to say, you know, it's no longer about each individual's freedom and self-government, because if that person governs themselves, they're going to be creating too many emissions. So we don't all want to die. We need to control everybody. You know, that's in regards to the climate and healthcare. Climate and healthcare are issues. You know, there are those certain topics that it's easiest to manipulate the minds of people and say, you know, it's no longer about you. If it's about you, then you're selfish, you know. So, right. But journalism school taught that, you know, it's supposed to be about the individual and keeping the individual free. And I'm not seeing that perspective and that mission from the corporate news journalists.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com. Right. In the Fourth Estate, journalism is supposed to be the ultimate check and balance against government and government corruption. And what do we see? We see the corporate media in bed, essentially, with the FBI covering up Hunter Biden's laptop, covering up the crimes of the Biden family and Joe Biden himself. Now, I don't think any journalist in this country at this point should get a pass. Okay, I don't care who you work for, but if you're doing what Ivory used to do, if you're working for Fox 26 in Houston, or I don't care what affiliate it is, it might be ABC, NBC, CBS. If you are an anchor on TV and you call yourself, you identify as a journalist, then it is your duty to be informed. By definition, it's your duty to do research. So here's my question as I play this next clip for you. Maybe I'll just play it and then I'll come back to you. Hold on. You tell me if these women should get a pass for what they're peddling here at this point in human history, when even Deborah Birx is admitting that she knew the vaccine would not prevent infection. TikTok, endless TikTok videos of injured people. And here these two women sit. This is 2 weeks ago.
COVID-19 cases are on the rise among young Americans.
This spike in cases comes as the White House works to get more children vaccinated against the coronavirus. Fox's Garrett Tenney has more.
The COVID vaccine rollout is off to a slow start for the youngest Americans. CDC data show nearly 300,000 children under 5 years old have received at least one shot.
Hey, let me pause it and ask you, as somebody that would know. So those two anchors, they're local anchors, right, of the affiliate where I live in my city. And then they threw to this guy, and he sounds like a national. Is that a national feed? Is that a national package that they're playing?
It looks like it. Yeah, a lot of Fox does that. You know, they, all the local stations report, the Fox Corp national reports a lot of times, which are Fox News reporters.
Yeah. Well, I guess my question is, and it's just really a moral question. You know, the answer, I know the answer. Do these women get a pass? Does anybody pushing this narrative get a pass at this point? I mean, can we really write it off to them just being ignorant of the facts?
Oh, I would guarantee you they probably are ignorant. And, you know, before I left the corporate news, It's crazy how they shelter you. And I was not aware of so many things. You know, a lot of tipsters and stuff have given up on corporate news. So the corporate news doesn't even get news tips about what's really going on. And I was really unaware of so much until I left. So I would bet those women are ignorant. And what they're actually doing there is straight up reading a national script, something that was fed down from New York for Fox 9. I forget which one is Fox 9. Where are you at?
Twin Cities.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I used to work there at Care 11.
Oh, is that right? Small world. Okay.
Yeah, Fox. Yeah, that's right. Fox 9 Minneapolis is owned by Fox Corp as well. And so they're just reading a national script that they didn't even write. They don't have to research these topics. They just clock in and read a script. They pre-read the script to make sure there's no grammatical errors. And then they go on there and just read, and they do not research. They don't ask questions. If they do, they can get in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I just think there is a moral price to pay for playing along with these narratives, because at this point, these are clearly anti-human narratives. Okay. I bring on doctors and attorneys that would not have come on my show 5 years ago, because I would have been thought to wear a tinfoil hat, because I was talking about UN Agenda 2030. I was talking about vaccines possibly leading to autism and quantifying why I believe that to be true and citing the research. But now I have attorneys and doctors coming on my show and using the word bioweapon as it relates to this shot that they're now peddling on kids. So I guess I don't know what to say about anybody in news, quote unquote news, that continues to peddle this narrative. But I think there's a moral price to pay, if not in this life, in the next. Because if they can't figure out what I figured out and what you figured out and what's widely available now in essentially the mainstream, the real news, alternative news, the real news, then they must be willfully ignorant. They're either willfully ignorant or they've sold their souls for a paycheck.
A lot of them are willfully ignorant, especially since the pandemic, because in the pandemic was such an eye-opener for so many people. A lot of the narratives were so ridiculous that you started to wake up to, wait, something's off here. And a lot of these reporters, a lot of these on-air news people are cowards. It's a cowardly business at this point, because they catch wind of, something might be off. That's when they're supposed to go investigate, ask questions. But these anchors who get the most airtime actually do zero research. Their job is only to read a script. The reporters out in the field actually do research. But they also know that if they report something that's outside the narrative, they're going to be targeted. And what happens is they land on a gossip site. There are gossip sites that monitor news people nationwide and will write a smear about them.
Hmm.
If they stray from the narrative, if they cover anything that has been labeled nationally as a conspiracy theory or cuckoo, which we know a lot of truth is now being labeled conspiracy theory. So these corporate news people are so afraid of being picked on and bullied and called names. And I'm so serious about it. It sounds ridiculous, but this is very much the culture of the news, and how the news people are controlled is that they are terrified of their reputation being affected. And so therefore they are very controlled. And that was the beginning of me leaving, is when I was targeted by a gossip site, and Fox Corp in New York got a hold of my boss and said, "This is very bad. Ivory's on the gossip site. We have to keep her reputation clean." The gossip site was saying I was out of line for supporting free speech, which was absolutely stunning. But corporate news people are so controlled that it doesn't matter what the gossip site says. If you're on the gossip site, you're in trouble. And it was the corporate bosses in New York ringing my boss's neck saying, "Why did you let your reporter end up on a gossip site?" So my boss comes to me and says, "Cut this out. You cannot be publicly supporting free speech." I mentioned free speech a few months later as well. So a Fox Corp HR person out of Atlanta gets a hold of me. I spent an hour on a Zoom with her as she's reprimanding me about free speech, which anyone who's gone to journalism school knows that free speech is the bread and butter of journalism. You have to support free speech if you're going to be a free press journalist. So I stood my ground hard with them. It was like, okay, if you guys want it to go down, if this is how we part ways, I'll be happy to talk about it because it exposes you guys for not supporting free speech. And so that's when they realized I wasn't going to be fazed by that. Like that is of all issues, that's the issue I'm going to stand my ground on. And so anyway, that, you know, the gossip is a huge thing. And it's the reason these ladies will never even question. It's very clear. The narrative is very clear that if you question vaccines, you're one of those people. So you can't, as a corporate news person, deviate from that script in regards to vaccines, or you will end up on the gossip site. And that's the beginning of the end of your career.
Yeah. Well, let me interject and say, I know this firsthand because I have been the victim of, and I wouldn't call them gossip sites. I'm not sure exactly what sites you're referring to, but I bet you if you followed the money, the funding for those sites to keep these journalists in check probably comes from George Soros, the ADL, or Media Matters for America, if not all three of those, because I was targeted specifically twice by Media Matters for America. Once on October 15th, 2020, and on that same day, my YouTube channel, In Good Standing with No Strikes, 10-year YouTube channel with 640,000 subs, was terminated because Media Matters for America demanded it, and YouTube complied. A week later, another Media Matters for America hit piece, this time targeting those of us who had Patreon accounts, and then Patreon reacted by terminating many of us on that day on the back of a Media Matters for America hit piece. So I totally know where you're coming from. This is absolutely real. And I bet the source for these fact checkers that keep these quote unquote journalists in check with the official narratives is probably Soros ADL or Media Matters for America. So let me do one more screen share before we part ways. And you can weigh in on that if you'd like. But I just want to show you a uber liberal who is saying some logical things now because he's bumping on some of these narratives. And now he's taking heat from the Democrats because he's stepped out of line. His name is Bill Maher. And you mentioned the money printing earlier. Well, even Bill's waking up to the fact that this is just eluding.
When you look at some of the percent, and like the number for to build a house for the homeless in L.A. has risen to $837,000.
A mere pittance. Bill Maher, a mere pittance from these greedy billionaires out there. We need to tax them all.
If I'm complaining about that, again, to your point about a Republican idea, people would say, oh, you're complaining about government spending money. And my answer is, okay, but is there any number at which point I am not tipped over into the Republican side?
Right.
That I can't complain about money that is just being stolen.
It's just an all-out looting. Ivory, and it should be waking people up like Bill Maher. But the minute he bumps against these narratives and bumps against the corruption, he takes heat from the morally corrupt Democrats.
Oh, yeah. It's always like, wait, you're not right wing, are you? You're not one of those right wingers. And it's totally the same in corporate newsrooms as well, is that you're always, everyone's assumed to be leftist, and you better be leftist so that we can all be friends. And if you come off right wing at all, even behind the scenes, like definitely not on air. Do not give any right wing perspectives a voice on air, but also in the newsroom behind the scenes, when everyone's chit chatting, and the leftists in the newsroom are very vocal about their opinions. And everyone better agree with them. And if you say anything that may sound right wing, then you are, targeted, you're set apart from the rest of the group. And I've talked to journalists who've eventually been fired. Like the boss literally finds a way to get rid of that person. So literally in my newsroom in Houston, before I left Fox, I had multiple colleagues confide in me that they actually were like registered Republicans, but they pretended to be huge Biden fans.
Oh, that's
and this
insane.
One person said, you know, this one person was like, yeah, I just got out of a meeting with the boss. We talked about our love for Biden. She definitely thinks I'm a hard left guy. And that was how this person, preserved his job. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just, it's so messed up. It shouldn't be that. It should not be that way, but it's been that way in every corporate newsroom that I've been a part of. And I was a part of four different corporate newsrooms across the nation. Well, and then aside from the internships prior to that, and they were all leftist. The culture across the nation is leftist, and I'm not sure why.
It's insane. You say right wing, and I just jotted down, you know, what does that mean to be right wing? God, guns, family, and country, right? Make America great again. And the Democrats are so morally bankrupt, they try to make fun of Make America Great Again. They try to make that an ad hominem. It's insane. And I guess as we wrap this up, you mentioned Carrie Lake earlier, and I adore that woman because she will take these people on, these programmed corporate journalists. She takes them on and she tells them exactly who they are and what she thinks of them. And that to me is all part of this great awakening, Ivory. It's very real. Either Klaus Schwab gets his great reset or the great awakening is real and we keep our country and we don't give it up to these evil people like Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, who else? You know the players.
You're right. Right. I mean, I think the biggest players we probably don't know. I mean, I just on my YouTube, what we featured Ericsson Telecommunications Company, which a lot of people don't realize, but they control connectivity between phones, electronic devices. And they just bought a company that controls two-factor authentication. Ericsson controls people's ability to communicate. They control the 911 system. And they are highly corrupted, as it turns out. They're buddies with China, they're buddies with ISIS. And so it's like, who owns Ericsson? We don't even know the CEO or owner of Ericsson, but they have such power if they want. And actually, Hillary Clinton's State Department was probing them. They paid off Bill Clinton big time for a speech and they stopped the probe immediately after that. So, you know, companies like that have massive control if they want to shut down anyone's ability to communicate, first responders' ability to get to a scene. They can because they own all of that. And those are some of the elites that nobody even talks about. And so it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is. They love to operate in the shadows. As we wrap this up, I keep saying this. They love to do their evil deeds under the cover of darkness, but everything's being brought into the light. And now we really can name these people, and more people can point the fingers at the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the people that own these central banks and have for essentially decades and decades, thereby enslaving entire populations to their fiat money-making machines. And you know, that's their system of control. And now they're going for broke with the World Economic Forum. By the way, Klaus Schwab, it said that he is a Rothschild on his mother's side. So yeah, we know who these people are, and we know that their agenda is completely anti-human. They want to depopulate the world as they fly around in private jets and get to enjoy steaks and real food. We will own nothing and be happy as we eat the bugs. So that's where we're headed unless we stop it, Ivory. And I'm glad that you're on our side now, fighting for truth and speaking truth. And I want people to be able to follow you. So what's the best way to do that? I know you're in BitChute. Where else can people find you?
Yeah, I'm on YouTube. Search Ivory Hecker on YouTube. I'm on Rumble. Just search my name, Ivory Hecker, on BitChute, Rumble, YouTube. And I also have, for all my coverage that YouTube hates, that is against the narrative, it is on my website and app, which is ivoryhecker.com, or just search Ivory Hecker in the App Store. It's an un-deplatformable website. So I cover, you know, a lot of what's really going on that you can't talk about on YouTube over there.
Yeah, very good. I have one of those too, sgtreport.tv. We need to have servers beyond the reach of Big Brother because unlike you, and you know, watch what you say, because I don't get to be on Twitter anymore and I don't get to be on YouTube anymore because I get a little too truthy. So rein it in now and then, Ivory. Just keep your truth on Rumble, BitChute, and these platforms that won't deplatform you, because Twitter, they'll come for you, just like YouTube.
Yeah, I've been using a lot of code words on YouTube. So far, you know, I've been close to getting deleted there, but so far, so good. It's crazy. Right. I can't believe we're in these times.
It is crazy. Well, Susan Wojcicki is not a fan of free speech like you are. So, yeah, that's great. What we're up against. All right. Our guest has been Ivory Hecker. Ivory, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And friends, thank you so much for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. I'll try to remember to leave a link to both of those below. I'm not very good at that. But thank you for supporting us and keeping us in the fight for truth and real news, guys, and for real news every single day for free. Visit us at thephaser.com and my site, sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
Pornography is a weapon. It's a weapon to subjugate large populations, to demoralize them, to turn them in on themselves so that they don't make trouble. The CIA got involved in this in Portugal in 1974. It was even reported in Time magazine. Frank Carlucci, there was a Marxist rebellion in Portugal. And Frank Carlucci flooded the country with pornography, and that pretty much put an end to the rebellion.